Hey everybody, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. You know that feeling when you've got a million things on your plate, but somehow the Netflix queue seems more appealing than tackling those tasks? Yeah, me too. Welcome to the club, friends. We're all human, and procrastination is like a sneaky ninja. It always manages to strike at the worst possible time. But guess what? Stoicism has got our backs. Today, we're diving deep into the art of overcoming procrastination and getting things done. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling empowered and ready to conquer that to-do list like a boss. First up, let's talk about why procrastination happens in the first place. Ever felt like your brain is playing a game of avoid at all costs with responsibility? Well, it's not just laziness, folks. Procrastination often stems from fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself seeming too overwhelming. It's our mind trying to protect us, but honestly, sometimes that protection needs a good old reality check. Stoicism teaches us about focusing on what we can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, deadlines, unexpected events, those pesky emails that keep popping up, but we can control our reactions and choices. So instead of stressing over the things beyond our grasp, let's channel that energy into taking action. Number 2. Break it down. Ever tried to tackle a giant project all at once? Yeah, me too, and it usually ends with feeling paralyzed and defeated. That's why breaking tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks is key. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl and hope for the best. You follow each step meticulously, right? Same goes for projects. By breaking them down into smaller steps, you create a sense of progress, which keeps you motivated and moving forward. Speaking of motivation, number 3 is all about finding your why. Why is this task important to you? What will achieving it bring to your life? Connecting with the bigger picture behind your goals can be a powerful motivator. Think about it when you're working towards something that truly matters to you. Procrastination takes a backseat. Number 4. Set realistic expectations. Listen up, perfectionists. The pursuit of perfection is often the biggest roadblock to progress. Remember, done is better than perfect. Aim for excellence, but don't let the quest for flawlessness paralyze you. Celebrate your wins, even the small ones. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes. Talk to a friend, mentor, or colleague who can offer guidance and encouragement. Sharing your goals with others can also create accountability and boost your chances of success. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you've been putting off writing that important report for weeks. You know it needs to be done, but the thought of staring at the blank page feels overwhelming. Sound familiar? Now apply what we've discussed. Break down the report into smaller sections: research, outline, draft, edit, and focus on completing just one section at a time. Find your why. Maybe it's landing that promotion you've been eyeing, or simply feeling the satisfaction of crossing something big off your list. Set a realistic deadline for yourself and don't be afraid to ask a colleague for feedback or support. D. Procrastination can't stand a chance against a clear plan and a positive mindset. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks along the way, but that's okay. Stoicism teaches us about resilience, bouncing back from challenges and learning from our mistakes. Don't let those moments of hesitation derail your progress. Keep practicing these strategies, stay focused on your goals, and celebrate every victory, big or small. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and conquer that to-do list like the amazing human you are. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little motivation boost. Until next time, keep those stoic spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.